bases, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Has it ever crossed your mind how an actor might handle getting excited while filming a steamy scene for a movie?
I always just thought they had to say taped everything down, like flesh color tape, just to be safe.
I love that you thought about this.
Oh, yeah. You've never thought about it? Like, watching a scene, you're just like, how do you not? Like, I guess, like, it's a weird environment because you're surrounded by camera people and lighting and all that. But still, like, I mean, you're getting into it.
I guess I never really thought about it until right now. Other than the fact that I just assumed actors and actresses are, like, so professional that they could, like, you know, shut it off. But maybe I'm wrong.
So you got like some Jedi mind power?
they have.
Well, see, I think as a woman, maybe it's easy. It's I don't want to say harder. More difficult for a guy to hide his excitement.
Yes.
You know what I mean, right, Danny? Like, I mean, I think for us, if you're in a steamy scene in a movie with Jessica Biel, I don't know why she's the first person I popped into mind.
But I'll take it.
Right. Right. As much as you don't want to be that person,
yeah.
if things get brushed and touched and, you know, everything's happening, you just don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, if we're going with Jessica Biel, if you watch any of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, just her running in her her shirt, I don't think I'd be able to be on the same set with her.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
I need the intimacy coordinator, please.
That's the hired help that they have. The intimacy coordinator. That is a real job.
And how do you get that job? I can't. I wouldn't get it.
No, you could talk to her. Her name is Brooke Haney.
Oh, okay.
Not Heine, Haney.
That's funny.
She says what she tells the actor to do is a few push-ups or some jumping jacks before filming that scene because it will help move the blood to a different location of the body, and then you're all good to go.
Like, look, I get the blood is pumping into something in your body. We need to get that blood to pump somewhere else.
But
I'd be a good intimacy coordinator.
Would you?
Yeah. Like, just look at me. You'll lose any kind of excitement. Keep looking at me.
I thought you were going to just say you're just going to punch him right before.
No.
Wrestle them right before. Show up in your singlet.
Do you remember when you were a kid? Like a teen. They'd be like, oh, you know, here's like some. Like, I think of baseball or I think of Grandma Naked.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Those are like the. I don't know if you've ever heard those things.
I mean,
before.
Yes, I have. But
okay.
Grandma Naked.
Grandma Naked playing baseball.
Oh.
Man, that's a visual.
Ew.
Right?
I also don't know that it worked ever. That was the thing, too. It was just like, I mean, maybe my other thoughts were too intrusive to where it was like, I mean, I can try to think about something else, but it's not working.
Especially teen version of yourself. Like,
yeah.
there's just no help. No. There's no hope. I mean, this is I don't know. I actually saw it, so I don't feel like I'm getting older. It's my because I've been reading, like, I read a study where it was like a Gen Zers are saying that they're just not into sex scenes anymore. They just think they're kind of weird. Like, half of Gen Zers. They were like, I guess, surveyed, and they said, yeah, you know what? I could live without any of the sex scenes in movies. It's just kind of unnecessary.
I feel like I choose movies and shows because of what sex scenes there are.
Yeah. You know what ruined it? Pornhub. Because at the end of the day, it's just all free for them nowadays, where it was like, oh, we can see a half boob on a staticky TV. I'm so excited.
Oh, I remember like Basic Instinct being like, this is the greatest scene ever. I'm going to just keep watching this over and over and over. And this is better than anything I'd ever be able to get my hands on.
What about Wild Things?
Ooh. Yeah. Or the pool scene in...
Cruel Intentions?
No. And Showgirls.
Oh, yeah.
One of the greatest films of all time, of course. But I thought that was interesting that a lot of Gen Zers are just like, yeah, you know, there's other ways. If I want to see a steamy scene in a show, I'll just watch adult content. I could live without it in my television shows and in my movies. And I kind of feel the same way. Like, whenever like a sex scene comes on in a movie, I'm like, all right, like we could save at least 10 minutes in this film if we just get rid of the scene. Like, I get it. You guys are about to bone. Like, how about we just move on to the next? So you guys really, you guys still enjoy watching sex scenes?
Absolutely. That's the whole reason I watch, like, Outlander and
really?
Bridgerton.
I turn into a 13-year-old boy again. I'm like, oh, my God, it's happening. Turn it up.
For real, like, once a sex scene starts on a TV show or in a movie, I'm just like, oh, man, okay, this is just extending this film. I can live without. I'm just like, let's just keep it. Let's
extend something.
I'm here for the extension. I really am. Fellow youth.
Surrounded by some old fuddy-duddies that just love movies that have boning in it.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yes.
With Taryn Daly.
Boys only. No girls allowed.
And Steve Miggs.
I'm ready to go home.
On The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
They call him the serial record breaker. And why do they call him that? Because he has broken more than 250 Guinness World Records. His name is David Rush. And David, we are so excited to talk to you about one of the recent ones you broke involving baked beans.
Yeah, this wasn't eating cornflakes here, that cereal.
I didn't even know this was a record until we came across the story. And it's like you and the team have broken a record for the most baked beans eaten with a toothpick.
In 3 minutes, I believe. Yeah, I broke the individual version of this record several years ago when I was in a spate of breaking a bunch of records that were centered around eating peas or corn with a toothpick.
So before you actually sit down to do the one where, you know, where someone from the Guinness World Records is there watching you, how many times have you practiced leading up to that moment?
So I work in tech as my main job. I promote science, technology, engineering, and math education on the side by breaking these world records. And so I would sit at lunch and pour out a peas on a plate and have my toothpick, and I would be hunched over my desk, stabbing these things and eating them every day at lunch to practice. And right here, steps go by, sit up and try to act natural. But then eventually I just gave up because everybody knew what I was doing anyway.
Did any of your coworkers say, David, we think you've lost your mind. We're watching you eat lunch right now. We need to have a conversation.
They gave up on the conversation, but they all know I've lost my mind.
Yeah. David, we have forks. So the baked beans team that you were part of, you were a team of four. You guys devoured 559 beans in 3 minutes, which absolutely destroyed the previous record of 429. How many people are there witnessing this greatness when you're breaking a record like that?
So there's a couple of routes you can go. You can have the Guinness adjudicator on site with a clipboard, but that's a paid service that can cost quite a bit of money. And so I usually go the free route, where it's like create an application online, apply for it for free, and then they send me the rules several months later, get all the documentary evidence I need to have. So they have witnesses, timekeepers, video evidence, photographic evidence. And so we had several people there to witness it. And then we submitted the video afterwards.
I have a question. So I'm looking through like all the records that you brought. I mean, there's just a couple that I just came across, some of the notable ones, like juggling blindfolded for over an hour, caught 58 marshmallows in the mouth with homemade catapult in 1 minute, most consecutive axe juggling catches, most consecutive fist bumps in 30 seconds, 380 if you were wondering, balancing 101 toilet paper rolls on your head, blowing a pee the furthest distance, all these crazy things. Has there ever been a time, because I'm sure some people get pissed off that you just broke their record, have you ever heard from the person that you broke the record of and they're like, hey, man, I see what you're doing. I don't want my record broken. Or has there ever been like a weird interaction with somebody that you broke a record?
You know, it goes both ways. Sometimes I see my records broken or they'll break my record. And some of those ones you mentioned, we've gone and had a back and forth multiple times on some of those records, including that catapult one. It doesn't stand at 58 anymore. We went live with Kelly and Ryan. It was several years ago. It's now live with Kelly and Mark. It broke that on live national television. And I think we got something like 78 in a minute now.
Oh, my God. We are talking to David Rush. He's known as the serial record breaker. He has more than 250 Guinness World Records under his belt. Now, okay, so these are some of the ones that you have been successful with. Tell us about an epic failure where you tried to break a world record and you did not get there and you lose sleep over it.
So probably the very first one is the biggest one. It's the I was trying to became, I had never broken a world record. I'm 30 years old. I'm promoting STEM education. I'm like, how do I make this message stick? Because I wasn't smart enough to get in the gifted program in the Idaho public education system. But through hard work and grit, I eventually got my electrical engineering degree from MIT. I'm like, how do I make this message stick? That you, if you set your mind to goal, believe in yourself and pursue with a passion, you can accomplish virtually anything. So I tried to run the fastest half mile while juggling, trained for over 2 years, ran over 2,000 miles, and then hurt my knee.
Oh.
And I, you know, I go to the doctor, get x-rays, MRIs, second opinions. They cannot figure out what's going on. And it took a year and a half of recovery before I could actually run hard again. And at that point, I have a decision to make. Do I give up or do I keep trying? And so what I did is I ended up pivoting to say, hey, I've just spent 200 hours juggling the basic three ball cascade. I can almost do this blindfolded. In fact, I will do it blindfolded, but maybe not running yet. And so then I broke my very first record in 2015. skiing for the longest duration blindfolded juggling. And at that time was 6 minutes, 29 seconds. I went 6 minutes, 34 seconds.
Damn.
I'm so impressed by you, David. This is insane.
It has been a lot of hard work. And an initial one, I was like, oh man, there was 300 people there. It was a live event. The news cameras and the newspaper reporters were there. And I passed the record. Everybody cheered. I got so excited. I immediately overthrew a ball. I'm like, no, I only broke by 5 seconds. So then I've had to go back three more times and upped it to now over an hour continuous blindfolded juggling.
David, if you don't mind, we have to take a quick break, but we want to talk more about your world records. Also, I saw something on your Instagram where I feel like in some situations, you trying to break records might cause a divorce. So if you don't mind sticking through a song, we want to talk about a record that you broke that potentially would have, I think, pissed off many, many wives.
All right.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you are just tuning in this morning, we are treated to the serial record breaker himself. His name is David Rush. He's broken more than 250 Guinness World Records so far, with many more on the horizon.
I mean, just do a quick Google search and you'll just see a laundry list of records that David has broken.
Is there one record that you're most proud of?
You know, the ones I'm most proud of, the ones that I've worked the hardest at, that are the most difficult, that I've, you know, had my moonshots. It's going to take me several years to get there. And a couple that come to mind are like, the world's fastest juggler, the most juggling catches in 1 minute. That one I've gone back and forth several times. And I've broken, I think, three. And I think the hardest one ever is the longest duration juggling, continuous juggling.
Wow. Okay, I got to ask you about that one because I think I saw it on your Instagram that your wife went into labor and you were in that a dilemma of, what do? I'm juggling and I'm about to have a kid.
Yeah, so that one, the previous record was 12 hours, 5 minutes. So you got to go 12 hours, 5 minutes, continuous. There's longest marathon records and longest duration records. Those marathon records, you can build up 5 minute breaks every 4 hours to go to like the bathroom and stuff. For the duration ones, it's continuous. And so you got to have the video cameras running, that full-time SD cards wiped, the power set up, all the witnesses lined up. Because it's a 4 hour time limit on those witnesses. So to go for 12 plus hours, you need to have at least four sets of the witnesses. So I'm 3.5 hours into the attempt. And my wife texts my friend who's there from the hospital saying, I'm not coming home until we have a baby. And I'm a little embarrassed. It took me 9 minutes before I finally, you know, stopped juggling and went to the hospital.
Well, you're like, babe, you got to hold on for a second. I got a record to break.
I was like, can I go 9 more hours? And it's like, nope, I better go.
Do I want to be single? Do I want to be married? I think that's the question. Or do I want to break a world record? So, just out of curiosity, do you feel like after you accomplish a couple, it become kind of like an addictive thing where like you're sitting on your couch just paging through the Guinness Book of World Records going, I could do that one. Like, how does it just trigger like a certain thing inside of your brain? Like, you know, I just want to keep breaking every record possible.
I think you just nailed it on the head. Yes, exactly. Yeah. I look at a record like, oh, could I break that? Do I want to spend my time practicing it? Let's do it.
That was going to be my next question is, are you working on more than one record to break at a time? Or do you just have to dedicate yourself to a singular event?
Absolutely. You have to be practicing the multiple to break. I mean, I'm averaging between one every 1 to 2 weeks. And to build up the necessary skills, you have to practice over time, because what you're actually doing is creating, people call it muscle memory, but it's actually new neural pathways that are being built in the brain. And so when you do something for the first time, you're not good at it. You're like, oh, I'm not that kind of person. But if you have a growth mindset, you realize you're actually rewiring your brain. And so when you practice something, a neural pathway fires, it's a leaky connection. You don't have the myelin sheaths built across that neural pathway. And so it's like a leaky hose. But if you practice it over time, a myelin sheath forms around that neural pathway to make the signal get there stronger, more reliably, faster. And that requires sleep and wake and sleep cycles. And so it takes time to build up that physical change in the brain. And so I have to be practicing between, you know, 10 to 20 different records on any given week to build up all those new neural pathways. And if you look at learning new skills that way, you can actually realize, hey, I can learn new things. And just because I'm bad at it now doesn't mean I can't get much better at it in the future.
And we're chatting with David Rush, who's broken so many records. Like, I mean, so I have to ask you something. So many times in my life, I'll do something and my wife will walk in on me working on something, putting something together. I'm very arts and crafts. So I do some nerdy stuff. And she'll just be like, what in the world are you doing? And I look through some of your records. And I'm trying to think of it. Is there one that would make, because I look at like, you balanced a chair on your chin for 80 minutes. I'm thinking about like, did your wife walk in on you and you have a chair on your face? And she's like, David, what are we doing here? Has there been one where she's just like, okay, this one's a little crazy?
You know, there's a couple examples. One is I was trying to practice for the record for the fastest time to pop two balloons blindfolded, no hands. And so I'm wearing a hat with a needle on it, and I've set up the three balloons in the garage, and I'm going like this with my head wobbling around.
Like a headbanger.
I'm missing the balloons like crazy. My wife walks in, and she just starts laughing because it's hilarious. I think I went like 45 seconds. I only popped two of the balloons. And it was hilarious for both of us. I eventually practiced, and I broke that record in less than a second when I finally got it. But it was the initial try was 45 seconds of hilarity. And then there's other for like, you know, unicycling and juggling. Like she's just, I'm going to go for a run. I'm like, oh, come with you. I'm just going to practice unicycling and juggling. She's like, no, you're not.
stay at two blocks behind me, please.
Did she ever, when you go to like a party, she's like, David, don't bring up any of these world records things. We don't need an entire, because I would imagine if I'm at a party and someone said that you were there, I'm like, well, whatever conversation I'm having needs to end because I need to talk to David.
She'll go find somebody more interesting to talk to because she doesn't want to hear the same story again.
Yeah.
If people want to check out some of the wild things that you've done to break Guinness World Records, Record Breaker Rush is your handle on Instagram. David Rush, you are a treat. This is so fun, and we look forward to seeing more records that you break in the future.
Hey, you guys take care. It was fun chatting.